The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So I'm a dumbass because I played softball on Tuesday, and I was at third base. There was a ground ball. I decided to try to score from third. I did, but I had to slide into home.
We're picking your nose, Clark. Let's go. Look alive. Coming to you. Ow. You just lost your membership in Video Spot.
Dang it. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
During a co-ed softball game, like, why am I hustling much in a co-ed softball game? And now I've got this big old raspberry on my left leg.
Still get that high testosterone,
but
huh,
no,
buddy?
It's just,
yes!
But what I'm saying is, like, it was kind of reactionary from me, and I remember running down the third baseline going, bleep.
Sit down, spaz.
That kid's throwing heat.
Peach, mate.
One out! Gonna be two outs!
Yeah, I bet you're a good catcher of donuts in your mouth.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
No,
so, Gabe, you're essentially Rob Schneider from Benchwarmers.
I think the one thing that irritates Rodgers the most.
Yep. Nailed it.
So I heard from Jerry, you tools think you're athletes now?
It's funny. I didn't know athlete had three syllables. Athlete, that's amazing.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight.
This will be hands down the most dysfunctional, chaotic show that Jen, Gabe, and Chewy have ever done. Let me explain. We are all in different places. I am in Cincinnati working on a feature for College Game Day. Gabe is at Whistling Straits getting ready for the Ryder Cup. Chewy and Ashton are in studio. There's no way this is going to work, right, guys?
What the hell?
That's an you're right. Okay, you're just simply right. I just can't get over Gabe. Gabe, you didn't have to dress like a golfer just because you're going up to Whistling Straits. I mean, they're not going to go, we're down a guy. Holy cow. Get the guy doing radio right there. I like the way he's dressed. You look like USA.
Hey, between Morikawa's back issue, I don't know about Brooks Koepka's health. Maybe there's a COVID issue. I want to be ready in case something happens. And I'm here. I'm here on Monday. You know, maybe they grab me and then I'm, you know, unavailable for the show the rest of the week.
Would you play?
I will say this, Chew. They could do worse than Gabe, right? They could do a hell of a lot worse than Gabe if he had to step in on the Ryder Cup team.
But, Gabe, would you play?
Yeah, of course I would.
Are you insane? Millions of people watching. I mean, you're a fine golfer. You're a good golfer.
Oh, they would kick my ass, Chew. Like, they would beat me 10 and 8. Like, they're going to win all the 10 holes we're going to play, and then it's going to be over. But of course I would. What, I mean, I'm not scared of playing. I'm just going to get my ass kicked.
You can't turn down that opportunity, Chew. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Hard disagree.
The rest anything, of his life.
Jen, anything outside of football, I would turn down in a heartbeat because I would not feel comfortable playing in front of millions and millions of people looking stupid.
But football is your wheelhouse. Golf is Gabe's wheelhouse. Like, I feel like Gabe would... Now, look, I'm not saying you could hang with the guys who are on the...
Hold on, just one second.
Yeah.
Chew, I mean, we don't have millions of people listening, but you signed up to be stupid from 7 to 9 every single morning, and you're not scared of that.
Yeah, but people know I'm stupid, and I do it very well.
Chewy was right. Holy...
Chewy was right.
Could you imagine Gabe, though, Jen, on the first tee, start of the Ryder Cup, looking across from... Rory McIlroy going, I think I got him. Gabe Wood. This is like third base to Gabe playing softball. I think I can beat him. I really do.
Well, yep. If the story we heard about him playing intramural softball, it was something.
It was pickup. He was playing seven-year-olds.
Rec League softball.
If that story is any indication, he would take the Ryder Cup very seriously. Gabe, I'm with you. We could do a hell of a lot worse if we needed somebody to step in and handle the United States business on the golf course than one Gabe Neitzel. Speaking of ones, let's get to our ones and twos.
After every game, there's always a winner and a loser.
We hate losers, don't we? They don't even deserve to live.
It's time for the number ones.
Always remember, you ain't first, last.
And the number twos.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe.
All right, I'll start it off with a one. I don't know if you guys saw this. I was watching it this morning on SportsCenter, but Urban Meyer, not a huge fan, big ego, right? Did you guys see the reporter ask him the question of, were you out-coached? And he didn't know how to answer it. He was, like, taken aback but kept his cool. And you could see he was so ticked off at the question. Good for that reporter. Love it. Put him in his spot. You're not the greatest ever. Kind of felt good. Gabe, what do you got?
I've got a number one. How about just this week in general? Let's just take a step back, 10,000-foot view of what this week is like if you are a sports fan in the state of Wisconsin. Because I am up here. I am at the Ryder Cup. I'm on their championship stage. This is where the opening ceremony is going to be on Thursday, closing ceremony on Sunday. But we've got the Ryder Cup this week. We also have two Packers games. We have a Packers game tonight. They have a Packers game on Sunday night against San Francisco. On top of that, the Brewers are more than likely going to clinch the division against the hated Cardinals at home this week. And finally, where Jen is going to be at on Saturday, Wisconsin, Notre Dame at Soldier Field. What else could you ask for if you are a sports fan in the state of Wisconsin?
That's a really good one. Let me piggyback off of that for a number one, Gabe, because I do think that the Brewers deserve their own number one this morning, as they have, in fact, clinched a playoff spot. It was just a technicality, a formality. They've had like a 99% chance of making the playoffs for the last like 2.5 months, which is just insane for this team. They've been riding their pitching, but the offense has been coming through as well. 91-58 at this point, and as you stated, will probably clinch the division against the Cardinals, or not against the Cardinals, but over the Cardinals this week. So again, I think this has been a huge run for the Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody who's at the ballpark, everybody who covers this team says it's different, says they're fun, says they've got the horses to go the distance. And so I'm all in right now on the Milwaukee Brewers. I feel like they deserve their own number one this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Chew?
All right, I got another number one, Jen, and I'll defer to you. Because a lot like professional football right now, I'm kind of lost when it comes to college football. But I didn't think the Big Ten was going to be very good this year. But let me just mention some of the rankings. Iowa 5, Penn State 6, Ohio State 10, Wisconsin is 18, Michigan State 20. Jen, are they good? Or, I don't know, on paper they look pretty darn good.
I have no idea if they're good or not. I mean, the medal is beat the teams on your schedule, beat the teams in front of you, right? And so teams like Iowa, teams like Penn State have done that. I think people are always going to defer to Iowa State because of the recruiting. Wisconsin can make a big statement this weekend, like Gabe mentioned, when they take on Notre Dame. Notre Dame ranked 12th right now. So, we need more data points. We need more data points to know where the Big Ten stands. But I do think that, it's Alabama and Georgia right now and kind of everybody else. So these are opportunities for the Big Ten to make some noise over the next few weeks, too. And I think we'll have a conversation as the season goes on to see where they are against some of the big boys in college football.
I've got a number two. All right, I got to break up the love fest. We've all been going number ones, but I've got a number two. I've ignored this for long enough. Why are we having JerMichael Finley on? Because I filled in now a couple of times on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, I feel like those are my guys. And they go out and they have JerMichael Finley on. And here's what JerMichael Finley had to say about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love on Freddie and Fitz.
Oh, man. That would be good. It'd just be one of those things where the Packers would have to make a decision. But I would, like I said, it's week one. I'm not saying relax. I'm not saying it's no big deal, because it is a big deal in the National Football League. Every week counts. So Yeah, man, I have to start looking at the young kid and start getting him groomed up, because I would do a survey of first quarter of the season and check and see how things are going. And if Aaron Rodgers is not playing, he told you in the offseason that he was ready to call it.
So, first of all, he doesn't even know Jordan Love's name, but he's just saying, well, I guess if the Packers lose against the Lions, then maybe you have to go to Jordan Love. No, this is why we do not need to listen to JerMichael Finley. This is a memo out there to all the people nationally who want to keep bringing JerMichael Finley on. He hasn't been a Packer for about a decade now. He doesn't, as far as I know, he's not around the team. Let's just kind of cool in on the whole JerMichael Finley talk, because he's talking about playing Jordan Love in week 3 of this season.
If you were to power rank the people who dislike Aaron Rodgers, would JerMichael Finley be one and then Gap?
Has Greg Jennings softened the blow?
Yeah, well, Jennings softened the blow, but honestly, at this point, I think his brothers dislike him more than JerMichael Finley does. Because, Aaron donated $1 million to charity, and the first thing that happened after he did that, where his brothers were like, hey, did you call your mom? I think the brothers are one, then it's a Gap, then it's JerMichael, then it's another Gap.
But Jen is definitely in the top 10, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
I didn't want to be on the outside looking in here, okay? I got a number
probably.
Two for you. I got a number two for you. Please tell me you heard the end of the Vikings game yesterday, guys, on the radio, Ashton.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
It's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team. Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back.
Oh, missed it by a foot.
And just,
oh, my God.
I wish this was the first time that we saw this happen. Oh, my heaven.
Vikings ended up losing 34-33, but Gabe, he missed it by a foot. He missed it by a foot. You cannot get that wrong.
First of all, he missed it by more than a foot. Second of all, you think that's a two? Jen, that is clearly a one. We're all laughing. That is bringing enjoyment to everyone listening to it. Unless you happen to be a Vikings fan.
How did that guy get that wrong? I watched that kick and it wasn't close from the start.
No.
And he was adamant about it's good.
He was looking through his Viking colored glasses, too.
It's
no good.
I'm going to play it again. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It came off his foot and it was bad.
Does he ever get to the D? Does he ever get to the. Or is it just go? No, he missed it.
That's what she said.
I don't know if he ever finishes
it.
Do you guys think that that's what people think about our show? They start listening and they're like, is good! And somebody goes, no, it's not. Chew?
Number two, I'll go with Gabe. A lot of injuries this week. A lot of bad quarterback play. Wentz got hurt. Jenier guy, the Red Rocket, got hurt in Chicago. TJ Watt went down. These young quarterbacks, any one of them good? Zach Wilson yesterday with the Jets was awful, right?
Yeah, four interceptions for Zach Wilson yesterday.
Yeah, Wentz, I don't know. Wentz just, I thought he would be a lot better this year. He just looks like a stiff. He's on his way out. I don't know. Jen, are you happy in Chicago that you got Fields playing? Or?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was excited when the alert came across my phone and I was out running errands. I immediately got to the television to watch.
Or I should have said Ashy.
All right, Ashy, no,
you happy with Fields?
I know. I wish it was still Andy Dalton, because that would make the Bears worse.
What did Andy Dalton do?
Was bad?
Well, he didn't even get hit.
No,
it was his.
He came down. It looked like his ankle or his knee or something. He was grabbing the outside of his knee he was kind of messing with. So I think it was just when he stepped on it, he landed weird.
Okay, but if you're going to talk about quarterbacks, Chew, you have to at least talk about last night's Sunday night football game, rather, and Lamar Jackson basically putting the team on his back and leading the Ravens to victory over the Chiefs. I stayed up and watched the entirety of that game because, again, got an alert on my phone saying, close game, fourth quarter. And I go, what? Lamar Jackson threw two interceptions early in that game and somehow managed to come back and lead the Ravens to victory. I know that there are people who are, I don't know, on both sides of the fence when it comes to Lamar Jackson. But last night, he looked real good late in that game.
I just think it's going to be a goofy season. It's going to be a season of attrition. It's not going to be the best team that I don't even know who the best team in the NFL is. Even I watched Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has got some chinks in their defense. So it's going to be a strange year, I think, where you're going to see maybe a wild card team win it all. I don't know. I just got that feeling.
All right. Well, obviously no Packers game yesterday because the Packers play tonight on Monday Night Football versus the Lions. And Gabe, he's freaking out. If we were to do our Seinfeld scale, he would absolutely be on the freaking out level of it. To quote Gabe Neitzel, guys, he's terrified. He'll explain after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
No. I think we need to asterisk.
Very good.
I think we need to asterisk.
Asterisk.
Right there. You're right there.
I am a man of integrity.
Oh, I know that.
And
on 94.5 ESPN.
Tonight as the Packers take on the Lions in Monday Night Football. I think it's going to provide the perfect tonic, the balm, if you will, for the burn that the Packers took week one versus the Saints. But Gabe is not so sure. In fact, he used the words, "I'm terrified," when we were discussing this upcoming game. Gabe, explain yourself.
Maybe it's a little bit of... So I'm worried about two things. We don't have to talk about the first one because I am here at the Ryder Cup thanks to our friends from Delzer Lithograph. If you want to check them out, their website is Delzer.com, Delzer Commercial Prints Done Right. And I'm freaking out about Team USA even though they're a favorite over the Europeans just because Team USA hasn't done very well in the Ryder Cup. So I don't know if that's spilling over, but also I'm terrified for the Packer game tonight. Did anybody watch the Panthers-Saints game yesterday? We didn't think the Panthers were anything, right? Like, we don't think the Panthers are anything. And yet, Sam Darnold, 305 yards, couple of touchdowns. Jameis Winston lit up the Packers for 5 touchdowns. 11 of 22 yesterday, 111 yards and 2 interceptions. They only had 48 yards rushing. The Saints score 7. They give up 26. And now it makes me worried. It makes me just very, very anxious for tonight's Monday Night Football game. I understand... Everything went wrong for the Packers last week, and more than, as Chewy mentioned last segment, how it's just maybe it's a disjointed year in the NFL, and more than any sport ever, the NFL is a week-to-week league, right, where weird things can happen. And maybe that just happened last week to the Packers. But after seeing what happened with the Saints game yesterday against the Panthers, like the Packers could only put up 3 points against that team. They could only, they allowed that team to score 38 points. I'm terrified for tonight.
But in the Saints' defense, they were without a handful of their coaches.
That's
true. Which isn't the whole thing, but I mean, it is definitely a security blanket for players during the week and obviously in the game. But I mean, after watching that game and watching, you know, parts of Detroit, San Francisco, who's better? Who's better, do you think? Detroit with Jared Goff or the Saints with Jameis Winston? I mean, I'm not worried about today's game, probably coupled with the fact that it's only the second game of the year and there's a lot of football left. But I don't. At home, the opener embarrassed last week. I don't see this as much of a game, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm with Chewy on that one. I think that, again, when you get your teeth kicked in the way that the Packers did week one and you're taking on the Lions, who you beat year in and year out like a drum, I feel like they're looking at this licking their chops. Now, maybe, Gabe, to your point, that will backfire on them and it'll be a little bit like a trap game because they'll overestimate their dominance over the Lions. But I got to think that a motivated Aaron Rodgers, who always performs best when he feels like he's been wronged or he feels like he has something to prove, and obviously he has something to prove after the week one performance of this team. I know we put it on the poll last week. We talked about 38 points because that's what the Saints hung on the Packers. And 55% of people on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll said they think it could happen. So you're not alone, Gabe. 55% of the people who responded also think that the Lions could hang 38 points. But what if you look at the Saints game yesterday like this? What if it's just the clunker that the Packers put out on the field on week one, right? I mean, Carolina's 2-0. Maybe Carolina's better than we thought. The Saints put together a clunker. You think of it as the outlier for the Saints this year, or like we want to think of week one for the Packers. Is that something that maybe can ease your fears, ease your concerns a little bit?
Maybe, but I think I'm more focused on you talking about the Packers potentially overlooking the Lions, because that's something that they've done in their past. Like, that's the part I'm focusing on, like focusing on the negative, because they certainly did that last week against the Saints. They overlooked them, and they have a history, for whatever reason, under Matt LaFleur, where they have that one game where they just can't get up for, and maybe they overlook an opponent, and now I'm wondering, like, oh boy, like, yeah, they should be motivated and all that, but what if they are overlooking the Lions? What if they are like, oh, okay, we'll come out, we'll be fine? Plus the Za'Darius Smith stuff, something still seems very funky about that. They're throwing him on IR with a back injury, and they're still unsure about the back, but I guess it is a legitimate injury because they're putting him on IR. There's just a lot going on that it makes me uneasy. And again, maybe they just come out and they roll and they win 35-14 and all is well, and we can focus on them taking on the San Francisco 49ers, who didn't look great this last week either. But going into tonight, I'm just a little bit nervous. It seems that there are a lot of, in terms of things that we have seen from this Packers team, there are more in the I'm worried about it than, oh yeah, everything's going to be fine if we're splitting it into two columns.
Well, the only thing that scares me is, A, they have a nutball coach. So he's going to have them ready to play because they're trying to change the culture there, right? Yep. And this guy. So they are going to be ready to play. They might not be very good, but they'll be ready to play. And if the Packers don't match that intensity, for whatever reason, at home, your home opener would be bizarre. And the other thing that scares me is Jamal Williams. I mean, because we have seen former players who feel that they were run out of the building have out-of-body experiences and take over the game. Those are the only two things that scare me.
Williams went viral. Williams went viral this week, guys. Just by the way, I hope everybody saw the clip of him talking about being released by the Packers, being like, now I'm with the Lions, they're taking me out to dinner, they're buying me nice things. Like, that was pretty funny by him. But go ahead, Jew. Have you ever played for a nutball head coach or coach?
I played in a couple culture changes. I remember Coughlin coming into Boston College after we kind of had it. Little country club feeling there. That's probably why we didn't win a lot of games. But yeah, I mean, he's not going to change his tune from week to week. He's kind of that Coughlin tree, shake it up, tough football team, grind it out. Those are the only thing that scares you. But I would be shocked if 2 weeks in a row this team is not ready to play. If that is the case, then I'm going to start pointing fingers at the offseason. And, Gabe, you'll love this one.
Oh, boy.
Might go into JerMichael's camp a little bit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
All of a sudden, JerMichael Finley is recruiting people, and Chewy's lining up.
Chewy, when he was playing, you ripped him. Like, you got national attention for ripping JerMichael Finley when he was a player on these airwaves, and yet now you're going to jump into camp with him? What? Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria.
Gabe, number one, I rip on everybody. So that is
Chewy
new.
Was right. That's holy.
Fair. That's the most
Chewy
true,
was
true
right.
statement.
But I don't know. He might have some valid points. I'm not saying you go in starting Jordan Love, but maybe you start to question, hey, does Rodgers want out now?
Chewy's not all in, but he's picking up JerMichael Finley literature.
Yeah.
We said it would be the most dysfunctional show ever. Gabe is at Whistling Straits getting ready for the Ryder Cup. Not to play in the Ryder Cup, although Chewy thinks he looks like he wants to play in the Ryder Cup based on his attire today. I'm in Cincinnati doing a game day feature. Chewy and Ashton are holding down the fort at Radio City. We continue this show in just a moment, but before we get to that, pride of ownership is the ultimate goal of all homeowners. You know this because I tell you all the time, Universal Windows Direct wants you to achieve that pride of ownership with brand new windows. You would be amazed at the difference brand new windows makes in how you feel about your home, the overall look and feel of your home. Plus, who doesn't want to save some money, right? Universal Windows Direct can absolutely help you save money on your energy bills and keep some of your coin in your pocket because you don't have to pay for those windows for 2 full years. The phone number you need to call is 414-410-2000, 414-410-2000, or you can go to their website. It's universalwindowsdirect.com. Call now to schedule a personal estimate and take advantage of a buy one window, get one window free. So basically, you only have to pay for half of your windows, plus zero payments and zero interest for 2 full years. I know I talk about them all the time, but I absolutely believe in what Universal Windows Direct is doing and how they can help you feel so much better about the look of your home. Call that number, 414-410-2000, for universalwindowsdirect.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
On Water Street, it says no shoes, no service. And I believe he took his shoes off on Water Street at some point.
An advice of counsel, I am going to plead the fifth.
That is the first time ever you have taken counsel's advice, by the way. Okay, I've been trying to get you to take counsel's advice for months.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Y'all act like I left on my own. Golly, I didn't do it. They didn't want me like that ex-girlfriend's shoe. I got to go. Glad I got a rebound. It was the Lions. They picked me up. You know what I mean? Now they feeding me good, taking me to dinners. You know what I mean? Another man's trash is another man's treasure.
That is Jamal Williams, Detroit Lions running back. 9 attempts, 54 yards for Jamal in the game against San Francisco. Let's see if he can pick up some yards tonight as they take on the Packers in Monday Night Football. The line continues to move. Gabe, you were saying it started at 10.5, moved to 11 on Friday, now at 11.5. Does that help at all with your feelings, or you think they're just trying to get people to put money in a certain spot?
No, that doesn't help. I mean, Vegas knows everything, but come on. No. At this point, I'm so worried and worked up already for this game tonight that I don't think anything that Vegas does can really help me out.
I think it's a little irrational. I think I understand game one messing with your brain, but you're just not thinking logically, okay? You're not thinking about how Aaron Rodgers reacts to poor performances. You're not thinking about how this team bounces back, right? Haven't they never lost two in a row under Matt LaFleur? Right? Like, you're not using all of those data points to formulate your opinion. You're just letting the nerves of the Ryder Cup and week one affect your thought process.
Technically, they've lost back-to-back games.
You don't go season to season. Everybody knows that. The official rules of making up opinions or making up data to prove a point says you don't go back-to-back season.
And there's three preseason games. They've lost 5 games in a row, Jen.
That's a great point, actually. I don't think we've thought about that enough. It's a great point.
Do not validate that, Ashton. Quiet.
I'm putting that on the poll. Is 5 straight losses starting to worry you about the Packers?
So great.
We're trying to keep him from jumping off the ledge.
So, Gabe, they win 28-10. I mean, do you still feel better? I feel better from the standpoint of I watched San Francisco and I watched Pittsburgh, and those are two games that they may even be favored. Certainly against Pittsburgh, but San Fran, they didn't look great.
No, I thought I would be more worried about San Francisco, especially with the way that their offense played against the Lions week one. It really seemed that San Francisco team, okay, they're kind of back to what they were in 2019 when they, you know, ran for 6,000 yards in 2 games against the Packers. But then the way they looked against the Eagles, yeah, I'm not worried about that team. So even if they win 28-10 tonight, Chewy, I'm going to feel so much better because that to me is going out and taking care of business at home against the team you should be taking care of business against.
And I watched most of the division games yesterday. They should run the table, right?
They'll probably trip up one game, though, right? I mean, it always seems like at one point on the road,
against Minnesota, maybe.
Listen, guys, I feel like we have a moral obligation anytime we mention Minnesota on today's show to remind thank you.
No, it's no good.
Yes, thank you very much, Ashton. I'm glad that you and I were on the same page in there because that, you know what? Look, we've already found the balm for Gabe's nerves. We're just going to keep playing the...
No, it's no good.
Shout out to Paul Allen for giving me so many years of Vikings calls that have just been, that really warmed my heart. I mean, the best one, that's up there with when Poole,
no, that,
Nate, when Poole caught the touchdown against the Vikings, Cardinals-Vikings, like back in 2003, and the Cardinals came back, beat, and that's got what got the Packers into the playoffs.
But go back to the NFC Championship game, I think, in 98, where who missed the kick? And it was like Gary Anderson. First one of the year, and it was like 28 yards.
Also, the Brett Favre, when he threw the interception in the NFC Championship game, this is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl. That's also a Paul Allen classic.
Oh, that's a great one. 800-990-3776. Are you with Gabe? Are you terrified about tonight's game? Are you going to be nervous all day long as we march towards the Packers taking on the Lions? 800-990-3776. I think Chu and I are doing at least a decent job of trying to explain to Gabe why this feels like irrational thinking that he's just giving into. But maybe there are legitimate concerns here. 800-990-3776. Where are you today, game day, as the Packers get set for Monday Night Football against the Lions? And a reminder that the Vikings still lost yesterday.
It is gone! No, he
missed
it!
Good.
Okay, doesn't the fact that Vegas is moving the line in the other direction give you confidence, too? Vegas is rarely ever wrong.
Did we really not just talk about that?
Chewie's just confirming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just circling
back.
Blown
away.
And
how worried Gabe is about the Detroit Lions. He's not going to get your kneecaps up in the booth. You'll be pretty safe up there. And if so, you got Jason to defend you. Huh?
I do have Jason up there. Oh, so speaking of the spread, someone from the 262 hits us up, 800-990-3776, the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line. When's the last time the Pack covered double-digit spread at Lambeau? Not won by double digits, but covered double digits. I'll have to do some research on that, see if I can figure it out. But apparently someone in the 262 doesn't think it happens all that often when they cover that spread of double digits at Lambeau.
All right, Packers looking for a win tonight. There were a lot of winners last night. You know, the Emmys happened last night. And look, we talk about shows a lot on this program. Chewie's always looking for a new show to watch. But he hasn't yet given in to the Ted Lasso phenomenon. And this feels like, an egregious error on the part of our friend Chu. We're going to try to convince him after this why he should be watching the best show on television right now. But before we get to that, you should consider Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha for all of your construction needs. They have this great ad right now on our airwaves, and I love it so much because they're talking about maybe now as the kids are going back to school, you're looking at that room that you were using for remote learning going, couldn't we use this for something else? And if your mind is in that place, then you should talk to my friends, Mike and Michelle, over at Professional Construction, Inc., because they can come into your home, give you ideas as to how you could best utilize that space that you were using for a classroom all of last year. And PCI, the reason I love them, they are a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. If those sound like people that you want to work with, and let's be honest, why wouldn't it? Just contact them at their website. It's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. There you can learn about all of the things that Mike and Michelle and their great company are working on, whether it's remodeling project, home additions, or building a new home. PCI is here for you. I'm going to give you that website one more time, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Say hi to Mike and Michelle and tell them that Jen sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
You're looking at 7-9. You're looking at 6-10. I mean, that's what Aaron went through, right?
Yeah, there's always a transitional period.
Yeah. So let's get a little crazy, but let's not get nuts. That should be a song.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Night. I know there was a big Sunday night football game, so maybe not as many people tuning in, but we love a good show here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. And Ted Lasso cleaned up. I mean, they won Supporting Actress, They won comedy series. They won supporting actor. They won lead actor. They won supporting act. Well, that was a nominee. So, I mean, they just like won award after award. And it got me thinking, guys, is there a show that has been as universally loved as Ted Lasso has been over the last year or so? And maybe, look, I was thinking about this, like why certain things we embrace and certain things we ignore. Like there's a lot of quality television out there, especially with all the streaming services and whatnot. Just so many more platforms for shows right now than, you know, your traditional NBC, ABC, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like the year that the world had in 2020, we all were just like needing something that was feel good, something that was heartwarming, something that had like good characters. And Ted Lasso comes along and just like grabs us by the heart and hugs us. Right. So like all of the wins last night, is has there been a show that is more universally loved than Ted Lasso in the last like 5 years, Gabe?
I don't know about the last 5 years. I mean, it seems like there are shows that will pop up and then because it takes a while to kind of turn some of these seasons around, because I feel like, you know, Stranger Things, like the first two seasons, people absolutely loved Stranger Things. In the last 10 years, I would say without a doubt, even though I have not watched it and I refuse to watch it because I'm correct, Game of Thrones, the way people would, I mean, Game of Thrones was the last appointment viewing television where people would actually get together and watch it on a Sunday night on HBO. So people absolutely loved it until the ending apparently ruined it. Again, haven't seen it, just have heard people complain about it. But now, like, Ted, here's my issue, and it's not with Ted Lasso, it's with Ted Lasso fans. It is the fact that, like, Ted Lasso fans or people who are fans of the show are now turning on it. Like, it's gotten to this height where it's so popular, so universally beloved, that people are like, yeah, but. No, there's no yeah, but. I mean, are we getting, like, tremendous storyline week in and week out? I mean, some of it's good, some of it's not great, but as you mentioned, Jen, the characters are fantastic. It makes you feel good. So who cares if there isn't like this overarching giant conflict that's over, you know, hitting the show? And people are starting to turn on it, and I hate it. I hate the people.
Why? Do you love it?
It's fantastic.
You love it, Gabe?
I love it.
See, Jen, I can't get into it just for spite because it's soccer.
Oh, you're pulling. Wait. Oh, my God. I thought you were pulling a Gabe because Gabe won't watch Game of Thrones because everybody loved Game of Thrones. But your family loves soccer.
That's why it's spite. I don't want to hear how good soccer is in my household because football rules the world and stay away. I don't care that you have more fans. They can't play it wherever they play. They can't play football where they play soccer anyways. I mean, come on. Give me a break, Ashton. Right? And I refuse to watch.
This is all I mean. Let's be honest here. Everybody, let's be honest for a second. Chewie's not watching Ted Lasso because of me.
Yeah, you love it.
This is the man. This is the man that every day for like a month would tell us that he's off Peaky Blinders and then would continue to grind his way through that. You can't grind through a half-hour sitcom?
Not for spite. If someone in the household said that football is hands down the greatest sport in the entire world, then I'll give it a chance. Until then, forget about it.
Soccer is also known as football, though, Chew.
Not here, it's not.
Ooh. I think we need to convince Chewie to watch Ted Lasso. Like, if he can slog his way. Right, that's the issue. You watched one episode, Chew. You got to get into like two or three. And when you get to the dart scene, in season one, I think you'll be in.
But
it's
I don't. I also
that's going to be a big grind for the big guy.
But I also don't.
Gabe, stop telling him things he doesn't need to know.
Let me check with Jermichael. No, but I don't love.
Okay. If we find out that Jermichael Finley is watching Ted Lasso, will you then watch Ted Lasso?
No. It's stubborn. I lost my train of thought.
Well, that was the point.
Man, I'm not gonna lie,
I don't
like,
love. I don't love. What's the lead actor's name?
Jason Sudeikis.
I
don't love him. What? Give me
I
a movie where
either.
He was outstanding.
I don't love him either. What was he in Meet the Barkers or Meet the whatever?
That was
or
terrible.
Or,
the only good thing about that movie is Matt Willig, our former O lineman.
Time out, please. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Jen. What the hell?
What's the movie where he plays the dad?
I know what it is. I want you to keep
something
guessing.
Something with the Parkers.
Maybe it's the Parkers.
We're the Millers.
We're the Millers.
That's what I said.
I mean, his best movie was probably Hall Pass. You ever see Hall Pass with the guy with the crooked nose? Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, he hasn't had a ton of success since he left SNL.
Not real good with names.
No, but it's amazing when you said the guy with the crooked nose and Ashton said Owen Wilson that my brain was like, well, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So I don't love him as an actor. I don't know. But I've heard good things, Gabe. I'm being obstinate is what I'm doing.
Are they watching
right
it in your house?
Yeah, of course, but not till I go to bed at 7:54.
Here's my problem here, because I really want Chewie to watch Ted Lasso because I think it's really good. But on the other hand, I really respect the stubbornness move here because yes. It's one that I'm going through with Game of Thrones. So, like, I'm conflicted because I really respect the move, Chew.
Can you put it on the poll, Ashton? Can you put it on the poll? Should Chewie watch Ted Lasso? I think it's very simple, okay? Let's just see what people say. Maybe there'll be people out there who say, nah, don't, it's not worth it, overrated, something like that. But we should put that on the poll and see where people stand. And I think if Chewie, if we get above 75%, I think you got to give it another shot.
No, the only way I'm going to give it a shot, Jen, is I have, which my streaming service now on television that I brag about to you guys, $16 a month, is now legal. So I feel a lot better about that.
Oh, yeah, that was stopping you before.
I can't imagine.
But they have
the legality was giving you pause.
But they have a 24/7, I don't know what you call it, channel that just, you know, they do Seinfeld, they do Harry Potter, they do Game of Thrones. Until it gets onto the 24/7, I won't watch it. And I don't think it'll ever get there.
Well, it will, but you got to give it time. Like, all those things that you just mentioned, Chew, they're done. They're over with. Like, Ted Lasso is still going on. We're only in the middle of season two. We don't even have 20 episodes of Ted Lasso. Like,
all right, let me give you some shows.
If they put it on a 24/7 channel, you'd be able to cycle through it three times in one day.
Let me give you some shows that you guys have all seen, okay? And you tell me if Ted Lasso is better. Ozark.
Yes.
Better.
Better.
Stranger Things.
Better.
Better.
I really like Stranger Things.
What's another good one?
Even though they might mess it up.
Not Game of Thrones. If you said Game of Thrones, you guys are all discredited. There's no way Ted Lasso is better than Game of Thrones.
It's different though, Chew. It's different. Like Game of Thrones, you there was intrigue, there was drama, there was like
dragons.
there was dragons, magic, but also like the people backstabbing, right? There was all of that type of storylines. This is feel good. This is like you go in and you know after 30 minutes, like you're going to have, it's a heartwarming cast. Like it's a heartwarming story. Like the characters are all great and not great, like great people. Cause some of them are, can you say the T-W-A-T word, Ashton?
Nope.
Or no?
No, you can't. And you can't spell it either. Thank you.
Why can't you spell it?
It's the same thing as saying it.
No, it isn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you don't know how to spell
it. Put it on the poll.
Like,
is spelling a bad word the same thing as saying it? Put it on the poll for me right now, because I think in honor of Roy Kent, we should be able to say that word on this show.
Yeah, do you think that our audience is a bunch of three-year-olds that can't spell words?
No, but I think that spelling words is just...
Will you leave Jermichael out of this? Enough.
Spelling words is just putting a bunch of letters together arbitrarily. It's not like as
it's
egregious
not arbitrary.
As actually saying...
Wait,
well,
how are you downplaying spelling? You were on the spelling bee, and now you're going to downplay spelling?
I'm not downplaying spelling as a whole. I'm downplaying spelling bad words being as bad as saying bad words. You're telling
it
me
is.
That spelling
yeah,
is as bad as saying... No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't going to say it on the air. Hey, you know what I was thinking, though? We all got kind of into shit.
Ship's Creek.
You are the worst.
How does this happen?
I didn't say it. I didn't say the last syllable. It's only one syllable. I didn't say the last part of the word. I said sheep.
That is only one.
Fantastic. But we all did get into Poop's Creek, right? That was another one that was kind of a feel-good show.
That. You know what?
Never
and this is, I don't know if you guys have figured this out with me. I don't find most comedy funny. I really
no,
don't.
No, I figured that out. And if you do find it funny, you only find it funny for about as half as long as other people find it funny, and then you check out. Except for Seinfeld. Like, Seinfeld is the one... Seinfeld and Benchwarmers. Those are the two comedies that you will sit through because you just mentioned your streaming service. You'll sit there and watch Seinfeld for hours at an end until your wife yells at you. You love Benchwarmers. You bring it up all the time. Those are, like, the two comedies that you will cling to.
I just like good writing, I think. Right?
And Benchwarmers, clearly good writing.
It's very good writing.
I will say it was a big night for shows that I've watched over the last year, guys. Mayor of Easttown, if you watch that. Kate Winslet won for Best Actress in that show. Jean Smart won for Hacks, which I think I told you guys about, which is about a female comedian trying to continue to make it in Vegas. So a lot. And The Crown. I haven't watched The Crown, but it won a number of awards last night as well. So it seems like there's plenty of good shows out there that we could be watching. Chewy, we put it on the poll. I'm telling you, 75%. If you get 75%, you should just at least watch another episode or two. A couple more episodes. Just say no. You're going to say no. It's fine.
Well, it's going to have to wait 6 months because football is ruling the world right now. So I don't have time.
Have you ever watched True Detective?
No.
Because we've got someone here in the 414 on the text line saying first season, and I think this might be the answer, because the first season of True Detective, everyone loved it with Matthew McConaughey and why am I blanking on Woody Harrelson?
I also heard first the season. The Kaminsky,
you don't need to watch any of the other ones.
Kaminsky
first
file
of True Detective.
Have you guys seen that?
No. He's talking about the one with older gentleman,
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, yes, and somebody else. Who's the other person? Who's the other older gentleman that Michael Douglas is with?
Burt Lancaster.
Well, listen, and we haven't even talked about our computer issues. You know how Gabe almost got his computer stolen. Well, no, not stolen. Lost. Well, it could have been stolen. He left it in the parking lot of the golf course. My computer was destroyed on my trip back from State College. I have no idea how to explain that. Can I blame the airline if my computer was destroyed as I was flying on the plane? Or do you, give up those rights when you get on an airplane? I'm not sure how this works.
Blame the airline with the intent of having them pay for it? Yeah, good. Blame them all you want. Yeah, good luck with that.
Chewy doesn't know how to use a computer. No. We are all basically really struggling with our computers right now. All right, more Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up right after this. Stick around.